This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan and Ian are here with me. And now it's your chance to be on with us as well to play the Harris Challenge. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. I have to stop saying toll-free because who pays tolls of any kind anymore? The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are playing every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge for the ladies on Wednesdays. And they also play Thursday nights at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge for anybody. And amazing food plus great music from the Well Hungarians. Before we play the challenge, Ian just showed me something that he put up on the AM and the PM Facebook page that is really remarkable.
Yes, it's a photographer, and you have to go see the pictures first, but it looks like any normal pictures out of any 50s city, 1950s a city with cars, houses, filling stations, things like that.
Yep, in the days when they still call them filling stations.
That's right. And he has, I mean, it looks real.
It looks like a vintage photo.
Yes.
And Ian said to me, what do you see here? And I said, well, looks like exactly what you just described.
Yes.
And then he showed me the next photo in the series.
And you scroll down and you see it's miniatures this guy has. And he sets up these, cityscapes on either, it looked like just sawhorses and a piece of plywood.
Or a card table.
Yes. Some are inside, some are outside. And the outside ones, he actually uses the natural trees and things in the background.
Yeah.
But the way he takes the picture, it looks scale, where it looks like the trees along the street of the city.
Right.
And, it's just amazing.
It's remarkable. So we've got that up on the AM and the PM Facebook page. You can check it out right now. Let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, I wish this company was paying me something, but let's go Blues.
All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories spin around all week long, and they come tumbling out when we push that button. Led, of course, by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category 2 sounds also like a topical category. It's called Bad News Week. And Category 3, Foolish Questions for April Fool's Day, which is not today, of course, but will be Tuesday. And so those are your three categories. Which one would you like, Dan?
Well, let's try the Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. By the way, somebody emailed me and said, how come every week you have to explain everything about the Harris Challenge? I said, I watch Jeopardy. We tape Jeopardy every day. Single night, Alex Trebek explains how you play Jeopardy. I've seen Pat Sajak explain Wheel of Fortune. That went on the air in 1903. So,
and you may have someone new listening.
Exactly. So here's for our new listeners, or those who have forgotten, how the Harris Challenge works. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. I'm going to ask Dan a series of five questions. He can answer or pass on each question. If he has time to go pick up the ones he passed on before the one-minute buzzer sounds, he may do so. But when the buzzer sounds, I will tally up the points. And if he's gotten past the halfway point of the 15 possible points, in other words, if he's gotten 8 or more, then he'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. We have some new prizes added to the prize package this week.
Woo!
Your choice. We're going to give you your choice. We have DVDs of Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh, that was a big holiday hit.
Yes, it was.
Tom Hanks, Emma Thompson,
yeah.
Nominated for 133 Academy Awards.
And
more nominations than there are categories.
Or we have Draft Day coffee mugs from the movie Draft Day,
which opens next weekend, mm-hmm. starring Kevin Costner and Dennis Leary.
Ah.
Nominated for 133 Academy Awards, and it hasn't even opened yet.
Nice. Or you get a choice.
We hang around in a classy neighborhood here. What can I tell you?
Of one dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts. Nominated for 133 Donut Awards.
Yes. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Or from Wehrenberg Theaters. You can have a choice of checking out some movies like Need for Speed. We have Noah, the new one that just opens up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Non-stop with Liam Neeson, or let's see, the other one is The Rise of an Empire, 300, The Rise of an Empire.
So all right.
We'll give you the choice of those.
Now, you don't get a choice if you get all 15 points, Dan. Then you'll get all the prizes Dan just mentioned, and that's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Of course, the downside to the Harris Challenge is if you don't do well, if you don't get past 7 points, then, and by the way, we don't want to do this, but we're a federally licensed facility, and we follow the law here, and the law says if you don't get past 7 points, I will have to punish you. You understand that risk that you're taking, Dan?
I do, and I'm up for it.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. The G8 suspended operations this week to reform as the G7 after kicking out which country?
Russia.
Correct. Which Hasbro board game may change its official rules to include house rules that players have invented?
Uh-oh.
You can pass.
I'll pass.
A major character died on this week's episode of The Good Wife. Who is the actor who played him?
Boy, that's one I don't know. I'll pass.
What did Katie Francis of Oklahoma City sell 18,107 boxes of in the last 7 weeks to set a record?
Cookies?
Correct. Who returned to The Tonight Show last night after being banned 26 years ago?
Joan Rivers?
Joan Rivers is right. Back to the two-pointer. Which Hasbro board game may change its official rules to include house rules that players have invented?
From Monopoly?
That is correct.
Oh,
yeah, you know, the house rules like, oh, put $500 in there for free parking. Or, oh, you don't collect rent while you're in jail. Or you land on go, you get $400.
Yeah,
they're considering adding those to the official rules of the game. The one we did not get back to, which you didn't answer correctly the first time around, was that Josh Charles' character died on The Good Wife this week. But, Dan, you didn't need that to be a winner. You got 12 points. Congratulations. Stand by, and our Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we meet our second contestant. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. Michael, you're on the Big 550. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Yes.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm a tax accountant, so I only got about a minute to play.
I'm sure you're crunched today. Which category would you like? Bad News Week, Foolish Questions for April Fool's Day, or our new third category, the Teflon President. This weekend, Sunday, will mark 33 years since President Ronald Reagan was shot by John Hinckley at the Washington Hilton, forever after known as the Hinckley Hilton. So that's the Teflon President category. Which one would you like, Michael?
I'll go with the first one.
All right. Bad News Week. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. How did Malaysian Airlines first notify family members that Flight 370 was officially considered lost?
Text message.
Correct. In what state were at least 24 people killed in a mudslide this week?
Washington.
Correct. In what city did a train crash into an airport because the driver was sleeping?
Chicago.
Yes, at O'Hare. A new outbreak of a deadly virus has killed at least 62 people in West Africa. What is the virus?
Measles.
Ebola. What did newlywed Jordan Graham do to her husband Cody Johnson 8 days into their marriage that got her a 10-year prison sentence this week?
Killed him.
How?
Poisoned him.
She pushed him off a cliff in Glacier National Park last July. Let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the two, you got the three, and then things fell apart, Michael. So only 6 points, and that means I will have to punish you. Here to help me punish you, you know, baseball starts up on Sunday night for some teams and for all the rest of them, including the Cardinals, who will be playing against the Reds in Cincinnati on Monday. This is, you know, baseball's opening weekend. So we thought, well, we better get somebody to sing, take me out to the ball game. And then we said, no, let's not get somebody who can sing it. Let's get somebody who can botch it. And for that, of course, we turned to John Ozzy Osbourne. He's not even trying now. Can you remember this part? No. of course, was at Wrigley Field. And after that, everybody else who was invited to sing the song was given a card with the lyrics. Michael, I'm sorry I had to hear that, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. By the way, we do have a line open because Jim dropped off there. So if you didn't get in before and you want to now, you can after our next couple of contestants, including this one, our third contestant today. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to any of my coworkers at United Industries and also mention the fact that every day is a better day when you're on the radio.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much, although sucking up does not count for points. Paul, which category would you like? Foolish questions for April Fool's Day, the Teflon president, or they checked out of General Hospital? This Tuesday will be the 51st anniversary of General Hospital.
Wow. Let's go with the General Hospital. I don't know how good I'll do at it, but let's try that. I used to watch that show.
Well, that may help you. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which member of the original Star Wars cast was once on General Hospital?
Carrie Fisher.
Mark Hamill. Who appeared on General Hospital and co-starred in Charlie's Angels 2, Full Throttle?
Oh, pass.
Which singer who had a hit called Jesse's Girl was once a regular on General Hospital?
Rick Springfield.
Correct. Who was Dr. Jeff Weber on General Hospital and later went on to play MacGyver?
Dean Anderson.
I'm going to give it to you, Richard Dean Anderson. Which actress appeared on both General Hospital and Northern Exposure?
Ooh, pass.
Back to the two-pointer. Who appeared on General Hospital and co-starred in Charlie's Angels 2, Full Throttle? I will tell you this. When we saw her in a bikini in that movie, a lot of people said, wow, she still looks great.
No idea.
That was Demi Moore, who I'm 100% sure did that movie just to show off her body.
I do recall her being on General Hospital.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Richard Simmons on General Hospital?
I'm probably as a patient.
Richard Simmons?
Yeah, he was in for excessive sweating to the oldies. The actress who was on General Hospital and Northern Exposure was Janine Turner.
She was Laura, right?
No, I don't think so. I think that was Jeannie Francis.
You're right.
And now you force me to reveal that I actually know the name Jeannie Francis.
Both of you guys.
Outed.
No, I never watched the show, but I was on the radio doing those idiotic Luke and Laura years and had to talk about it against my will. Paul, let's see what you did here. You got Rick Springfield for 3 and Richard Dean Anderson for 4, but that's only 7 points.
Ouch.
Yeah, sorry to do it to you again. Uh-huh. Just pretend you're a headless bat.
One word in that.
He said 3 strikes, you're out of the whole game. Play cricket, Ozzy. Pay attention. You're a baseball game.
Let's get some runs.
Have a great weekend, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much. Who's next? Oh, Curtis, you're our fourth contestant today on the Harris Challenge. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd just like to say I work for Bone Dry Roofing.
Go ahead.
I work for Bone Dry Roofing.
Well said. Which category would you like? Foolish questions for April Fool's Day or the...
Yes.
The, okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Curtis. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Which member of the Friends cast starred in the 1997 movie Fools Rush In?
Pat.
What successful rock band had only one number one song called What a Fool Believes?
Pat.
Is there any point in going on, Curtis?
No, I got this.
Okay. Complete this phrase. Fools rush in.
To the grocery store.
Where angels fear to tread. Which actress won an Oscar for Monsters Ball and appeared in the movie Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
It's a girl, right?
Yes, that's why I said actress.
Oh, all right. Come on. It's on the tip of my tongue. Pass.
Which rock band had hits like Whole Lotta Love and Fool in the Rain?
The Beatles.
Oh. You're so close. It's Led Zeppelin. Is there any point in going back over these questions?
No, I know none of them.
Okay, I will tell you the actress was Halle Berry. If you had that on the tip of your tongue, you'd be a very happy man.
Yeah, I did.
Hey,
What happened? Somebody what? Come in? What a Fool Believes was a number one hit for the Doobie Brothers. There's Michael McDonald making a cameo appearance, fresh from dating Halle Berry. And Fool's Rush In starred Matthew Perry. Let me just take
How do I get the donuts?
Let me just take a moment here. Well, let's see.
You got a donut.
I don't know. I don't know how you get donuts, but as Ian said, you got a donut, a goose egg, a zero, a squat, a zilch. Nada, as we say in Espanol, Curtis. So, once again, we're going to have to punish you.
All right.
I hope you're a better roofer than you are a trivia guy. Okay, that's enough. Curtis, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Let's meet our final contestant today. Hello, Rich.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hey, my name is Rich. I'm with Rich Cole Transportation, and I don't want to hear Tommy Kildoff calling me, telling me how stupid I am after this.
Okay.
I've never heard him call in.
Oh, wow. Wow.
There we go.
If there were a gauntlet, it would have just been thrown down. And now you're going to... I hope you know something about Ronald Reagan, because our category is the Teflon President.
I'm going to give it a try, and I love your humor on the Halle Berry item there.
Thank you very much. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country did Ronald Reagan call the Evil Empire?
Russia.
Or the Soviet Union, yeah. What was the occupation of the members of the PATCO Union who went on strike in 1981 and were fired by President Reagan?
Steel?
I'm sorry?
Steel industry?
Air traffic controllers.
Oh, that's right.
Before Reagan, who was the last president to serve two full terms before Reagan?
We go with their president thing again. Pass.
Which country did President Reagan lift trade sanction against after his communist regime freed political prisoners?
Was it Cuba, was it?
Poland. Which Washington, D.C. landmark did President Reagan dedicate November 13th, 1982? That was Veterans Day.
I didn't get that whole question, Paul.
Which Washington, D.C. landmark did he dedicate on Veterans Day, 1982?
Washington Monument.
You said the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
You think they dedicated the Washington Monument in 1982? On Veterans Day.
Oh, no. Soldiers Memorial.
The Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And the president before Reagan who served two full terms was Dwight Eisenhower.
Yep.
So who was the guy who had to catch your gauntlet once you threw it down?
Yeah, Tommy, don't call me, man.
Tommy, when you call Rich and make fun of him, remind him he got only 1 point and was punished by Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh.
It falls apart right here.
Take me in every afternoon. I don't remember what I have to do.
And to this point, that Sharon is hitting him under the table really hard. How many times do we practice this? That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday at 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.